Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
Can y'all hear me? I am Royalty Show. Praise the Lord, everybody! I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana, and I just want to start off with letting you know that I'm excited on today, hallelujah, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity, hallelujah. I'm just so blessed to just be back live on the air, hallelujah. I know it's been about a week since I've been off, but I'm telling you, I've just been in the face of God, getting to know God more for this year, because tomorrow is my blessed, wonderful birthday, and I just want to just get more in tune with God, more in the face of God, and more seeking Him all the more in this season. Hallelujah. I just want you to know, I am going to say we are blessed by the best in this season, and while we're blessed by the best, we're walking in excellence, and that while we're walking in excellence, we're walking in greatness. And while we're walking in greatness, we're walking in success. Hallelujah. I'm just excited on today to come to you live, Iron Royalty Show. If you want to call in at 917-889-7059, 917-889-7059. I won't be before you long on today. We only have 30 minutes. And I just want to let you know that today is called Turn It All Around Today, Thursday. Let's say it again. Turn it all around, Lord, today, Thursday. That means whatever you want God to do for your life, just tell him to turn it all around. Command those things to turn around in your life and watch God do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I just want to let you know that God is doing a new thing in us in this season. This is a month of faith, favor, finance, February, meaning that your faith will be increased, your favor will be increased, and your finances will be increased as well. In this season of February, I just want you to know that God has an overflow for your life, and I want you to know that in this season, walk with your head held high, walk in excellence, walk in success, knowing that you already have obtained those things that God has promised you. Walk in your purpose in this season, walk in promises, walk in all the prophecies that God has given you in your life, because this is your season. Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time and the season for everything under the sun. Well, I want you to know, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, this is your season this month and this year. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you that God is doing so many great things in our lives. He's letting us know that this is a season that we do not have to self-lack in our life. Come on, somebody. We don't have to self-lack. We don't have to self-defeat. We don't have to self-losing, but only winning, only success. Only greatness, only righteousness, only riches, only royalty, only living a long life, only laying on the hands. Come on, somebody. Only leaping for joy is in this season of our lives. Hallelujah. God is doing a great thing in our lives, and he's doing not only a new thing in our lives. I want to read the word of the Lord to you on today. The Lord told me to call today's topic All Is Well, even when you think the promise is dead. And as I begin to ask the Lord, why did he let me call today's topic the title of my first book? He said, because a lot of people need to know that it is well, even when they think the promises is dead. A lot of time in our lives, we think that when we hear prophecy or we hear the Lord telling us something in our prayer time or our worship time, and he begins to let us know what his promises is in the word of the Lord, which is yes and amen. And there are 17,222 promises to be exact. But even when it's promises, we sometimes, when God tells us that these things are going to come to pass, or a man and or a woman of God begins to prophesy over your life, and it'll come to pass within a couple of months or a year or two or three or four or five, wherever how long you've been waiting for your promises or your prophecies to come to pass. God wants me to tell you on today, hey, God, that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. Yes, man. Yes, woman of God. I know you have heard some prophecies way back a long time ago, but I want to let you know on today that it is well. It is not dead, but it's only asleep. And the Lord is going to speak to it on today, as of right now, that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. It is well even when they talk about you. It is well even when they lie on you. It is well even when they don't understand why you serve a living God who have your life in the palm of his hand. It is well even when they hate on you, yes, because your haters make you greater and they're your biggest motivators. It is well even when you think you ain't got a dime in your pocket. It is well even when you think that wife or that husband is going to come your way. It is well even when you think your children is going their own way. It is well. It is well when you think you're not going to get that healing. It is well even when you think they're overlooking you in the church. Come on, somebody. But all is well. Even when you think the promise is dead, it is well over your life. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of 2 Kings 4, verse 20. I would say 22, but I'm going to go a little up beyond that. I'm going to come out of verse 18. And this is a familiar passage. It's about the prophet Elisha and the Shunammite woman. I want somebody to say that I want you to touch yourself and say, self, you are walking in the Shunammite faith. I want you to say that again to yourself. Say, self, you are walking in the Shunammite faith. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says in verse 18, and the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to the servant, carry him to his mother. When he taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on his knees till noon and then died. And he went up, and she went up and laid him on the man of God's bed, shut upon the door, and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, why are you going to him today, either the new moon or the Sabbath? And she said, it is well. Huh. Come on, somebody. Then she saddled the donkey, and she said to her servant, drive before. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her far off and told his servant Gehazi, look, the Shunammite woman, please run to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Or is it well with your child? And he went to her, and he said those things to her, and she said, it is well. Now, may God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of the doers of the word for edification of our souls. Now, I just want to say something to you. In this season of your life, it's like the Shunammite husband said, it's not the Sabbath. It's not a holiday. Why are you going to see the man of God? In this season of your life, some people that you love, some people close to you are not going to understand why you're praising God like that. Some people are not going to understand why you're worshiping God like that. Hey, some people are not going to understand why you are praying and fasting and meditating and secluding yourself. It's not that you think you are that, because you already know you are, because God has called you a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and a peculiar people. But it's because you got to get something from God. You got to get your hand reached out to God and obtain those promises that God has promised you. That's why she said, it is well. She didn't even tell her husband that her son was laying in the man of God's bed, dead, because she knew if God has promised this thing to her, hey, God, if she knew that God told her that she was going to give birth to a son, then she knew God was going to bring him back to life. Come on, somebody. I want you to get that Shunammite crazy faith inside of you to know that if God promised something unto you, you should know that he is bad enough to let that thing live. He's bad enough to let that thing come to pass. He is powerful enough to let that thing expand in your life. I want you to know, even men and women of God, that all is well, even when you think the it is well. I'm telling you that promise that the Lord has told you, it is not dead, but it's only asleep. I want you to begin to think of those promises that God has promised you. And I want you to say, all is well. Get up in the name of Jesus. Say it again. All is well. Get up in the name of Jesus, because it's well, men and women of God. The promise is not dead, but it's only asleep. And it's going to get up on today, because today is turning all around Thursday. And God's going to turn that promise around to come in your hands. All the promises that God has given you, it's going to overflow in your life, because all is well. I'm telling you, whenever your back is against the wall, I want you to have that Shunammite woman faith and say, all is well. I'm telling you, when you think that it's over and there's no way you can make it, I want you to tell that devil he's a liar and all is well. I want you to know when you got pain in your body and that illness trying to come back and hit you, say, oh, no, devil, you're a liar, but all is well. Now think about this. This woman of God's son was laying dead in the man of God's bed. Now, I don't know about you, but me being a parent, you know, if that was one of our natural children, we'd be all hysterical and probably wouldn't even be able to pray or probably wouldn't even be able to think straight. But this woman of God didn't shed not one tear. Hey, God, her faith knew that God promised his son to her. So she knew God was going to bring him back to life. She knew that the man of God opened up his mouth and told her that she was going to give birth to a son. So she knew that the man of God had the power to bring him back to life. So I'm here to let you know that whenever it looks like and it sounds like and sometimes it may even feel like, you know what, you take your strong power self on and you stand up on your 2 feet and you say, all is well. Hey, God, I want you to know that in this season of your life, the true manifestations and the true overflow of God and your promises, it is well. It's not dead, but it's only asleep. Hey, God. It's not dead, men or women of God, but it's only asleep because you're walking Hebrews 11:1 in this season. Now faith is a something things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen, meaning that it's already done. It means that you walk in the season that you ain't got to see and say, but you can say and see because when you open up your mouth, you already done saw it. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. So when you open up your mouth and say all is well, you already know it's well. Hey, God, this woman of God has so much divine faith that when she began to see Prophet Elisha, she said all is well. And he knew something was wrong because he knew the Shunammite wouldn't come to him on Mount Carmel. See, Elisha was at the top of the Mount Carmel. See, sometimes we got to get up. Sometimes we got to look up. Sometimes we got to hold our hands out and look up to the hills with coming all of our help and knowing that our help comes from the Lord and made the heaven and earth. And then when the Lord gave me this morning, I said, well, Lord, you know, we should be able to trust in you more than we say we do because if you made the heaven and the earth and you said, let there be light, and bam, there was light, I'm pretty sure you can control our little bitty problem in your hand. I mean, you said, let there be light, and bam, there was light, and you said it was good, and you called it the first day. And then on the second day, you said, let there be dark, and it was dark, and you said it was good, and you called it the second day. So I'm pretty sure, God, hey, if you can control this world in the palm of your hands, our little bitty light issue, junk, garbage, finances and situations ain't nothing for you. That means that you can really control this. So, Lord, I really want to give everything unto you, and I want to begin to say all is well, even when we think the promise is dead. I'm telling you, even though I wrote this book and I wrote the topic of this book a year ago, God gave me new revelation on today to let me know that we can cast all our cares and anxieties upon the Lord because he truly cares for us. And in this season of our lives, we should know that all is well. Hallelujah. And when the Shunammite woman began to go to the man of God's feet, he sent his servant Gehazi to go lay the staff on the baby. But it didn't work like that, see? Because you know why? The woman has faith and the power behind the man of God, Elisha. See, sometimes in our lives, when a man or woman of God give us a word and we go get the second hand, it don't work like that. See, our faith got to be in the one who gave us the prophecy. So our prophet Elisha went there, and he laid down on the baby, mouth to mouth, nose to nose, arm to arm, and began to blow. And the boy came back and sneezed 7 times. I want somebody to say 7 times. 7 means the number of completion, meaning that it's already done, meaning that it's whole, and the boy shall live again. I want you to know in this season of your life, 7 times God's going to give you the overflow. 7 times it is well. 7 times it's the number of completion, and it's going to be completed in your life. You are going to be made whole. You are going to walk in your complete faith. You are going to walk in all the things and all the promises that God has promised your life. It is well, and it's not dead. It's only asleep. Hallelujah. I want you to know, men and women of God, that greatness is on your life. Success is on your life. Proverbs 8 says, good advice and success belongs to us. Insight and strength are mine. Me that is already yours. You ain't got to be praying and worrying about success, because God said in his promises in Proverbs 8, you can read it for yourself, it's already yours. Success belongs to you. Insight and strength is yours. So you pray for something that you already have. God has already given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. All you got to do is decide to see what key you want to use to open up that door and walk through it. It's your choice. God has given it in this season to be your choice. If you want just success, you can open up the door of success. If you want seven different things, that's why it's a year of seven of completion. You can stick in seven different keys, and you can obtain healing, deliverance, success, overflow, greatness, prosperity, whatever you want in this season, because all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm telling you, in this season of your life, God is stretching forth his mighty hand. In this season, your prayer life is going to go up. Hey, God, the word that comes out of your mouth is going to be so effective in this season, because God says a lot of my children who's hungry, who's thirsting after more of me, they want more of me. They want to see more of me, like Moses said, show me your glory. So in this season of your life, God is going to begin to show you his glory. Some of you, he's going to begin to come at the foot of your bed like he did Samuel and call you by name. Some of you, he's going to come in your dreams like he did Solomon and talk to you. Some of you, he's going to show you his backside like he did Moses. Some of you, he's going to let something become wet like he did Gideon. Some of you, he's going to talk in the trees like he did Philip. But I'm here to let you know on today that God loves you, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue shall rise up against you shall fall in judgment and be condemned, because he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. And I want you to know that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God. Hallelujah. Oh, give his name glory on today. We're going to trust in the name of the Lord our God, because he's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we exalt his name on today, because you know what? He's going to do it for you. I'm telling you, how many crazy faith people got there on today? Got some faith like the Shunammite woman, knowing that God promised me this thing and it's going to come to pass. Knowing that God, you said it, so I'm going to hold on to it. God, you said it, and I'm going to grab it, and I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. So, Lord, we can stay up all night and be like Jacob. We can wrestle all night, God, but I know you promised it to me, so I'm going to obtain this in this season. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is letting me know in this season, saints, that we don't have to worry about certain things anymore, because he already got it done. If he haven't got our back, he's already in charge of everything. Don't you know God let me know last Friday that some things we think is so serious is really so small. Like the book of Zechariah said, we can make a mountain to a molehill. God said in this, a lot of mountains we think is so big is really a little molehill, and we can walk on over and keep on stepping. I'm telling you, Friday something happened in my life, and normally I would have got so upset and be frustrated, but I promise you, when I heard the word the Lord said, just calm down and know that I got it. And as I calmed down, I came out laughing, excited about it, and when I came home and read it, it wasn't even bad as I would have thought it was. That's how I knew God is changing me. Like on tomorrow is my birthday, and normally I would cry because I wouldn't be able to do certain things, but do you not know, as long as I got life, hope, and strength, I am content, calm, cool, and collected in that. Long as I'm able to say, hallelujah, Lord, you have done it again. You have made the enemy a liar. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I honor and adore you. I'm telling you, men and women of God, kings and queens with riches, God is doing a new thing in his children. And I'm telling you, perceive all that God has for your life and know that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. If the devil trying to make you think you're not going to get that money that God promised you, you tell me you're a liar, because all is well. Even when he make you think you're not going to get that healing, you tell the devil you're a liar, because all is well. Even when you think you're not going to get that promotion in the ministry or even on your job, you tell me he's a liar, because all is well. Don't you shed another tear, because you should know like the Shunammite. She knew all was well. That's why she didn't cry about it, because she knew God had the power to bring her son back. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to open up the phone lines, because we got five more minutes. And I just want you to know that heaven got your back. And I want you to know that victory belongs to you, and you're walking in your royal status and your wealthy status. And always remember that we are blessed by the best. God bless you all. I'm going to open up the phone line. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your number. Hallelujah. Ending in 4407, number starting with area code 269. Call you live on the air. Caller. Okay, caller, you're live on the air. You're ending in 1962. I guess you just want to listen. Okay, I know who number this is. This is my mother, the best mother in the world. Caller 3000, you're live on the air.
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you, mother.
This is Mother Newsom calling from Greater Liberty Temple of Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Where the Apostle M.V. Robinson is our leader. I thank and praise God for this day. I thank God for the word that has come forth. Glory to God. And it's such a beautiful day. The sun is shining and all the promises that are yet before us that God has for us, no matter how dark it gets. Glory to God. In the stillness, in the blessed quietness, God will speak to us and he'll let us know that I'm with you, I've not forsaken you, and that there are brighter days ahead. Be blessed to you and to each one and the sound of my voice on this, the Lord's day that he's made, that we can be glad in it and we can rejoice no matter how things may look to the natural eye. God's got something better.
Amen, amen. That's my mother. I'm telling you, she's the mother of the best church in the world. She is the best. I'm telling you, she got so much word in her. I'm telling you, oh, my God, I'm telling you, she is the best. The next call I know this is. This is my sister, Prophetess 0532. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. God is good. I enjoy what I heard. I came on a little late, but all is well, as you said. All is well. And I just thank God on this day. I thank him for waking me up. I thank him for sending me on the path that he has chosen for me. I am just grateful on today because God is good. No matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, we got to know that we know, and that knowing is deep down in our spirit that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He shall supply all of our needs, for the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. So I am just grateful on this day, and I am excited on this day. And I thank God for you, Pastor Tuana. I do. I thank God for you because ever since you have been in my life, it just seemed like my eyes and my love for God has just gotten deeper. My eyes is open to the realness of God. It has always been there, but it seemed like the blinders came off, and I am grateful on today. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, everyone, the show now is 30 minutes. They had some new rules on Blog Talk, so now my show is 30 minutes. So I'm going to be back here live tomorrow, 2 p.m., doing lunch rush. On Fridays, I'm not going to do the 6 p.m. I'm going to do the 2 p.m. doing lunch rush because a lot of people that be on 6 p.m. on Fridays, they're not able to call in because, you know, they just not get enough work and a lot of things that they have to do. So 2 p.m. works. So now I'll be on Mondays at 2 p.m., Wednesdays at 2 p.m., Thursdays at 2 p.m., and Fridays at 2 p.m. So I just want you all to know that on today, God is turning it around Thursday.
Yes.
I want you to know all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to know that you can lay your petition before God and trust him to do it for you. Because he said this is the confidence that we have in approaching God. And know that we serve a now unto him, God, who is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. So know that you're walking in your excellence in this season, success, prosperity, and this is the month of faith, favor, and finances, that all those things will increase in your life.
Yes.
I want you to know that he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. And I want you to know that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I will see you all tomorrow live at 2 p.m. And I may get super excited tomorrow because it's my birthday tomorrow, y'all. So We're going to really get it in on here tomorrow. And I just want you all to be blessed. And I'll see you all later. Agape!
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 God bless.